What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, Dallas was in play, but then, Baltimore kind of came out of nowhere early on in that week. And you're like, oh, man, it's a good place to be. Obviously, a head coach that's built a culture here for a long time and, you know, a winning program. And so I was super excited about that and really glad they called.
That's Cooper Rush talking about his decision to sign with the Ravens. And, Jason, just full disclosure to people in case they missed it, you were advocating signing Cooper Rush before we even heard his name mentioned in the offseason. Like, let's get a real backup quarterback in here. And the Ravens went ahead and did so.
And he's a real backup quarterback, but let's be real about it. For a team that's going to be conservative about what they do for backups regarding the cap, because that's how they roll, it's not like he's a $10 million backup, and those guys do exist. So I think it's right player, right price, and he checks a lot of boxes. And this is a little different system and probably different terminology and verbiage and things than he's accustomed to. Backing up Lamar Jackson is different than backing up anybody else. They're not asking him to mimic Lamar. I think they've kind of gotten beyond that, right? There was a while where it seemed like they wanted the backup, however rudimentary he was, to have an athletic skill set that would, especially when they were running a lot of G-Row stuff, that would allow them to stay sort of true to that. That obviously doesn't matter that much anymore. Todd Monken's offense is truly robust. They can beat you in different ways. And I think they like having a quarterback whose skill set is maybe somewhat different. I think Cooper Rush is the quintessential game manager. And that's not a backhanded compliment. That's exactly what you want your backup to be.
I think it's a win-win situation for the Ravens because you hit on the price. They haven't paid for a backup quarterback since Mark Bolger, and that's going back some years at this point. They got Cooper Rush on a two-year, $6.25 million contract. Now, obviously, if he was forced into action, then he could hit those playtime incentives, but that's the base value. So you're talking at $3 million and change for a backup quarterback, which is extremely affordable. Yep. That's the lane that the Ravens drive in. And it's a big upgrade over what they've had really since Lamar's been here. When you're talking about the RG3s, the Trace McSorleys, the Snoops, the Josh Johnsons.
This guy's won some games, and won some games he wasn't supposed to win.
Exactly.
They haven't had someone around here like that before.
Now, I'm not going to fool the audience, and I know you guys would agree, if Lamar went down early in the season, and it's a much different story. But if this is bridging a gap of two, three, four games, you can live with it.
Yeah, if Lamar missed a month with an ankle, You feel good about Cooper Rush winning maybe half at least of those games.
500, stay afloat,
and that's all you need. And he's arguably the best backup quarterback the Ravens have had since Mark Bolger backed up. Was that Joe Flacco? Seemingly 100 years ago. So let's hear more from Cooper Rush speaking to the media yesterday and talks about his familiarity with Monken from the past.
Yeah, Tampa was my one and only visit through the draft process. Had a chance to sign there as an undrafted guy. It was between there and Dallas. So yeah, I met with Monk there and all the staff. And so it's just funny how, you know, 9 years later, you find your way to each other.
9 years ago, he met with Monk as he almost signed with the Buccaneers, but ended up with the Cowboys, but knows him a little bit. And so a little bit of familiarity there.
Well, look, I think Todd Monken has shown, and it hasn't been long, it's what, 2 years here, that he understands I was about to call it his offense. It's really not his offense. It's their, what the Ravens offense is in this moment, what it can be, who fits in different ways. And I have a hard time thinking that when they found out that Todd Monken's not getting a head coaching job, that Todd Monken, and they realized this whole Snoop thing, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, we're kind of on borrowed time here.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to upgrade, then I'm sure Todd Monken had some significant say in how they operated. Now, again, were they going to go out and pay a Russell Wilson $8 million? No, like they weren't. So within certain waters, within certain parameters, I would be astonished if Monk's voice didn't resonate. And if he didn't look at Cooper Rush and say, yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, and Monk, when he was asked about Cooper Rush last week meeting with the media, he brought up that story about, hey, we really wanted him in Tampa. Unfortunately, it didn't end up working out. But I think what makes Monk such a special offensive coordinator is you can look at the different stops that he's had and how he adapts his kind of scheme, his philosophy with where they're at. Tampa, that was when, what, Jameis was throwing for 5,000 yards and all his. Then he went to the Browns, and it was more of a ground-and-pound thing. Georgia, of course, and now kind of remaking himself again in Baltimore. He's been able to shape-shift.
What I respect about him, and Jason, I think you'd agree, he doesn't try to insist on shoving square pegs into round
holes. It's not his offense.
Yeah,
it's our offense. It's what fits the personnel available on the offensive side of the ball for the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday or Thursday, Monday, whatever, to try to win the game. And that's highly evolved. That's where you want to be. That's part of what made the New England Patriots the dynasty that they were, is they were always evolving. You had a quarterback in Tom Brady who was so cerebral and so dedicated to his craft that you could concoct different ways from week to week and within games, from quarter to quarter, and what you had to do to survive and prosper. And I think this team has reached that level on offense. Hopefully this year on defense, they come along for the ride. They made strides in the second half of last year. Like, you're hoping that the defense can play at that sort of same level as well. But they're there offensively.
Let's go to cut 28, Beltway Ben. Cooper Rush talks about being in the same quarterback room with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, it's incredible to watch. It was really cool, you know, getting to see what one of the best does every day. The way he sees space, sees the field, it's been fun. How he sees the game and just getting to know him that way. In the meeting room and on the field, it's cool.
So he goes from the highest paid quarterback, at least at the time per year, in Dak Prescott, to the arguably the best quarterback in football in Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, the highest paid in Dak Prescott for sure. And a guy in Lamar Jackson who better get paid again soon.
Oh, yeah.
Sooner rather than later.
He will be the highest paid quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, let's make that happen. Well, due time. I mean, due time is yesterday. Like, I would get on that. I would make something happen there. Yeah, and again, Cooper Rush, because he did get to play as much as he did in Dallas, understands. Like, there's been times where that team's looked pretty good under him, and he knew, no matter what I do, I'm going back to the bench as soon as Dak Prescott decides, hey, I can go. So that's a part of it, too, is being comfortable enough in your own skin and understanding the assignment. And it's one thing to sort of philosophically know it. It's another to have lived it. And this guy's lived it over the course of multiple seasons.
Ravens getting ready to take on the Cowboys on Saturday. They're on the field today, but no media availability today. It's just a walkthrough before they travel tomorrow. Coming up next, as we are live in Bowie for the Chesapeake Bay Sox, they're taking on the Erie Seawolves all week. By the way, Jerron Watts Brown's going to join us at 2:45. But coming up next, we're going to talk some baseball. How about the San Diego Padres? Tony Gwynn, part of those broadcasts. He's also an Odyssey MLB insider. Padres in first place. We'll ask him about that.
Big series with the Dodgers.
Next here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.